Affairs and Diplomatic Strategies of Romania. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Madam President, Madam Secretary General, distinguished delegates, I'm pleased to present Romania's views at today's high-level segment of this conference. And I would also like to echo a strong message of support for the work of this unique forum. Congratulations, Madam President, on the assumption of the current presidency, and I can assure you of Romania's full support for your work and this body. Romania attaches great importance to the role of the CD as the world's only multilateral disarmament treaty negotiating body. We support efforts aiming at revitalizing the CD's work in order to retain its primary mandate, which is to address international security challenges and negotiate disarmament and arms control agreements. We share the view that trust and confidence are indispensable as we strive to galvanize political will and show flexibility towards a functional and results-oriented work at the CD. My country has always been very constructively engaged in various processes of the disarmament machinery, and we remain determined to continue closely and in good faith with all members and observers to achieve our common goals. Madam President, we are all facing at global and regional level more critical situations than ever. The international security environment became very fragile and is obviously influenced by many simultaneous crises we have to overpass. Unfortunately, one of the most serious crises in decades is unfolding as we speak. Romania firmly condemns the unjustified and unprovoked military aggression against Ukraine. It is a very serious breach of international law, of Russia's own commitments, and of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Romania reiterates its firm support for the independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders. Along with the entire democratic international community, Romania strongly rejects such aggressive behavior that undermines the very foundation of international relations and the rules-based international order. Russia's actions represent clear violation of the 1994 Budapest Memorandum. Through this instrument, Russia extended security assurances against the threat or use of force against Ukraine's territory or political independence. In exchange, Ukraine renounced its nuclear weapons inherited from the Soviet Union and acceded to the NPT. These were very strong commitments, and yet not all of them have been fulfilled. Moreover, in the past few days, we are second-guessing about the statements echoing an explicit nuclear threat. This is not a time to talk lightly about such important matters. This is also not a time to react emotionally or to encourage nuclear escalation. Let's pause for a second and take a step back in order to grasp the enormity of such prospect. Beyond the confusion created by the terms, using a deterrent as a threat, it adds unnecessary tension, not only between governments, but also within the public. And no nuclear scenario should be treated lightly, and all countries, nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states, should never abandon efforts to prevent even the prospect of a nuclear war. Responsibility is key. And while we all share it, a nuclear weapon state has a greater responsibility to abstain from threatening for any reason. And that's why we urge Russia to uphold its commitments and to turn back from the path of violence and aggression it has chosen. Madam President, Romania stated on several occasions its position that the immediate start of negotiations in the Conference on Disarmament on the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty is the next logical step for advancing nuclear disarmament and preventing proliferation. This is a long-standing priority for the European Union and its member states, and we support starting such negotiations in accordance with the document CD-1299 and the mandate contained therein. We are also prepared to work together with our international partners towards a successful NPT 10th Review Conference rescheduled for this year. We remain committed to uphold and preserve the integrity of the NPT, and we call on all parties to work together towards the goal of achieving youth universality and enhancing its implementation across all three pillars, equally important and mutually reinforcing. Meanwhile, we are also fully prepared to contribute on all core items on the CDE agenda, and we are confident that the CDE subsidiary bodies to be operationalized in the coming days will properly address this issue. We are convinced that the CTBT's entry into force would be a step further towards a safer world, and we continue to stand behind this objective. We urge all states that have not yet done so to sign and ratify the treaty without further delay, and I would like to echo our support for the efforts undertaken by the Executive Secretary of the CTBTO in this regard. The current experience with the COVID-19 pandemic highlighted biological risks and vulnerabilities. Terrorism, globalization, and the rapid developments in bioscience pose new challenges to all of us and render the Biological Weapons Convention particularly topical. This year's BWC Review Conference represents a timely occasion to properly address the issue. Madam President, Romania promotes policies and approaches that enable the full empowerment of women in all domains at all levels of decision. We would like to add our voice in advocating for the importance of ensuring adequate representation of women in disarmament negotiations and peacebuilding programs. As a final remark, we need a collective renewed commitment to strengthen the CD and guarantee its proper functioning, avoiding to enter the path of a new arms race in any domain. The current security context, I think, presents this forum with increased challenges. Rather than debating on the relevance of different bodies, we should make use of them to create predictability for our own security.